With a Boy Like That, It's Serious, by Kevi Stell, read by Rhea314. Fandom, Yuri on Ice, pairing Katsuki Yuri, Victor Nikiforov. At the press conference after the award ceremony, Katsuki Yuri, GPF gold medalist, Japan's top skater, 23 years old, looks into the blinding flashes of the camera singing beneath him, into the face of the reporter who has just asked him a question, and says, the sweat still drying in his hair, his cheeks flushed and his eyes feverishly bright, I owe everything to my partner, Victor Nikiforov. They're speaking English. It is Yuri's second language. It could be a mistake, a misinterpretation, the nuances of Yuri's rich excitement twisted in translation. But he went to college in Detroit, and then he repeats himself in Japanese, since the reporter is from the Tokyo Press, so there can't be any doubt. The announcer blinks. The crowd of assembled reporters, American, Japanese, French, and more, bursts into an uproar. In his seat next to Yuri, caught in the middle of taking a drink from his bottle of mineral water, Yuri Plisetsky groans. In Hasetsu, Yuri's mother gazes placidly at the television, chin propped in her hands. Yuri clutches his gold medal and looks blankly into the camera as if he's not quite sure what he's done. Victor, for his part, is not surprised. There's his Yuri, spontaneous where Victor is careful and calculating, a streak of precious wildfire, breathtaking and unpredictable. I owe everything to my partner. I owe everything to my... For the second time in a year, Yuri Katsuki goes viral. You stupid boy, Yakov thunders over the phone. Then he sighs. It echoes down the line in a burst of static, harsh and corrugated directly into Victor's ear. Victor leans against the door and adjusts the weight of the laundry basket in his arms. Well, now I understand, at least. I will see you at the Grand Prix final next year. Try not to come back to Russia if you can help it. You're too good to me, Yakov, Victor says. He switches the phone from left ear to right and tucks it against his shoulder, pausing to peel Yuri's crumpled practice shirts from the pile and drop them into the waiting mouth of the machine. The soft fabric, worn thin from long cold afternoons and sunset runs, catches on his fingers, a glimmer of laundry soap and Yuri's shampoo lingering still, the sweat of the rink. Yakov's gruff irritation rings pleasantly in Victor's ears. He allows Yakov's words to rush over him, as he has done for the past 10 years or so, taking notice only when the mindless comfort of chores catches on a familiar name. You watch out, Vitya. Next year, Georgi won't lose to your boy. Oh, well, Victor replies comfortably. He lost to me many times, didn't he? And I dare say Yuri is... Excuse me? Goodbye, Yakov. I am this close to unfollowing you on Instagram, Yurio snaps. Hair sticking to his forehead, he leans against the barrier and glowers at Victor with a kind of kittenish resignation. So it's true, then? Victor stays silent. He glances over at Yuri to provide the confirmation, although inside he's glowing white-hot enough that Yurio must be able to see it on his face. Oh, yes, I... Yuri flushes deeply, like he's been doing for the past few weeks whenever somebody brings up that, in Yuri's words, disastrous press conference. Yuri is not used to this much attention. It makes him run his mouth, he says. To which Victor says, But you don't regret it. And it isn't a question. Yurio makes an impatient, I don't have all day, noise. Yurio's 15 and has better things to do with his life, like order an endless string of fur-lined leather jackets online, and call Mila a hag until she throws him over her shoulder like a sack of wet sand. I'm dating Victor, Yuri says, nervous despite himself. Seriously? Yurio demands. I thought you two were already married. He tosses his towel down on the bench and stalks away in disgust. Yuri goes to Skate America and wins. He goes to the NHK Trophy and wins. He warms up under Victor's keen assessing stare and takes Victor's criticisms. Mind your free leg. You could land a quadruple salchow at the Cup of China. Why can't you land one now? In stride. Victor, fiercely fond, holds him tightly before he swoops away onto the ice to escape his programs every time. It's a ritual they have, passionate in its burning sanctity. It is as much of a good luck charm for Yuri as the Makuchin tissue box used to be for Victor, when he was still competing. This is what the world narrows to. Yuri resting his elbows on the barrier between them, pulse shuddering, adrenaline hot in the tight enclosure of his costume, leaning to taste the love and belief and faith on Victor's breath, because they both know Yuri can't actually see Victor very clearly without his glasses. Victor is not above just kissing Yuri on the mouth, one day, in full view of the other skaters and the press. It wouldn't be that much of a stretch from what they're already doing. He's saving that for a time when Yuri's nerves will really need it. It's bound to happen eventually. Well, congratulations, Kristoff murmurs. He gives Victor a shrewd, knowing look. I think he's good for you. Victor hums noncommittally. He stands beside Kristoff with his hands in his coat pockets, watching people toss flowers and plushies onto the ice as Yuri, breathless, holds out his arms in welcoming wonder at the applause. Every time Yuri competes, it seems that Victor can feel the deep, pure cutting motions of the blades thrumming in his own bones, that the gleaming light of the cheering reflected off Yuri's face is an echo of what Victor remembers from when he dominated the rink. That wasn't such a long time ago. He can feel it, the blur of wild yet precise music, the burn of his muscles, the clean perfection of his jumps. Does he miss this? He doesn't know. He's standing on the wrong side of the barrier now. He posts photos of very different things these days. The brightly lit festivals in Japan, the quiet station where he waits for the train to take him to the airport, the violet flush of dusk, the sweetness of flowers opening in spring. Pictures with Yuri. Pictures of Yuri. His hair mussed, with his face buried in Makuchin's damp fur, soft and intimate against the pillows that radiate the borrowed warmth of their bodies. Victor deletes the less savory comments off his Instagram before Yuri can see them. Victor was Yuri's childhood idol, but Victor has found his hero. Yuri's parents, who quietly adopted Victor the moment he arrived from Russia and showed their only son his dick, make no mention of the events on national TV. Evidently, it doesn't make any difference to them. Victor and Yuri have been living together for God knows how long, breathing and skating together, learning the oxygen of each other's insides. He speaks decent Japanese to them. Yuri smiles at Victor's foreigner accent. He's working on losing that. And he helps out around the inn, and that is enough. Yuri's sister, Mari, is another matter. She looks him up and down, taking her time about it, cigarette dangling from her mouth as she evaluates him thoroughly in silence from head to toe, and finally goes, Hmm? Victor echoes pleasantly, as he brings another chunk of pork to his lips with his chopsticks. Don't look at me. Arms folded, Mari turns away from him in the doorway. Shifting all those boxes for you that first time will be the last time. You can move your stuff into Yuri's room yourself. Skaters mingle. It's a fact of life. Before and after competitions, there are dinners and drunken group photos and last-minute excited meetups, and somehow Yuri and Victor have gone from their separate, solitary selves to Yuri and Victor. One never without the other. Asteroids in orbit. Victor, who knows he's always been too intimidating to be drawn into the sunny gravitational pull of rinkmates and rivals and friends, takes some time to get used to it at first. Mainly, this is because he has to spend time with the other coaches. It's common for skaters to date other skaters. It's not so common for skaters to date their coaches. Well, Victor has built his reputation on taking the unprecedented route. Ah, now everything makes sense, exclaims Celestino in deep satisfaction, the first time they meet after Yuri's announcement, which now has nearly 1 million views on YouTube. Well, Don't play around. If you break his heart, I will be the first to come for you. Is anyone giving this speech to Yuri on my behalf? Victor asks. He is genuinely curious. Mila meeting Yuri is everything Victor expected. Yuri takes a while to warm up to new people, and Mila is more comfortable in Russian than English. But then she skates a full loop around the rink while lifting Yuri effortlessly over her head, and Yuri is shocked, and then impressed, and then enchanted. Be good to Arvitenka, she tells him. Yuri nods and gestures. Victor, next to the lockers, smiles into his sports drink and pretends not to hear. On the way back from the Grand Prix final, Yuri dozes off on Victor's shoulder in the taxi, drooling into Victor's sleeve. When he wakes up, he glances ferociously around him, and Victor and Yuri both pretend not to have noticed anything. It's raining as they traipse back to the hotel, huddled under the cover of Victor's coat. Yuri, still slender and graceful, taking up the least space among them, grumbles, "We could all fit better if you just take your arms off each other." Never. Victor and Yuri reply simultaneously. It makes sense, after all. Yuri is squeezed up against Victor to make room for Yuri, his arm tight and steady around Victor's waist, cheek pressed against Victor's shoulder, and his smile so wide. It's past midnight, and Yuri is too tired to order his own ice cream, but he apparently has enough energy left in him to be dramatic. "The rain isn't that heavy," Victor points out. "Hush, we're almost there." Yuri heaves a long-suffering sigh, as only Yuri can. "I can't even see where we're going." "Oh, sorry," says Yuri hastily, twitching the edge of the coat out of Yuri's eyes. "Are we lost? It's so fucking dark. What are you going to do if we get stuck out here at night, huh? I don't want to die in a foreign country. I don't even speak the language. What would you say if that happened, huh, Yuri?" "Exactly what Vitya would say," Yuri responds. He lowers his voice a notch and puts on a brilliant smile, shakes his wet hair from his eyes. "Vkusno!" Yuri nearly trips over a crack in the pavement. That's not even right. It's wrong. Why do I put up with you guys? Stop laughing, Vitya. It's like a dream. An in-joke from the universe. Pichet sends a link to Yuri, and Victor logs into his account for the first time in months to find the video all over Twitter. Kenjiro Minami skates Katsuki Yuri's short program, On Love, Eros. "He's only 17 years old. I'm a bit disturbed," Yuri says, wiping the perspiration from his face with one of Makachin's tissues. Yuri pokes his head over Victor's shoulder, scowling at the phone screen. "What's that got to do with anything? I'm 15. "Yes, we know," Yuri says meaningfully, then laughs, his voice soft and fond to take away any sting in the words. Yuri growls and pushes himself off the barrier, gliding out smoothly into another clean lap around the rink. "You're a bad influence on him, Vitka." Yuri, hot-cheeked and panting against the chaotic blankets, the sheets tangled around their ankles, his hair a mess and his mouth bitten and beloved. "I'm okay. I'm okay." He holds up a hand to say wait, breathless, sits up after a moment, knees still trembling a little from the force of it, and presses his burning face to Victor's shoulder. "I wish we could stay like this forever," Yuri almost whispers, as Victor's back cools against the damp window pane, his nose snugly buried in Yuri's hair. Yuri so rarely talks after sex, is usually quiet and drowsy and slow, his eyes half-lidded and so soft, loose-limbed and relaxed, that Victor can't think what to say for a few seconds. He kisses Yuri's forehead. "Like this?" he asks, his voice all shot, trying to tease out the meaning. With nobody looking, nobody knowing, yes? Yuri's arms are warm and real around Victor, and his eyelids are low, brimming over with sleep already, blue-veined and comfortable. Victor's heart is running too hot for himself, too loud for himself. "Really?" he says, wondering at the swell of it. "You're the envy of quite a lot of people, my Yuri."
"Good," says Yuri.
The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.